1-800-449-8686, the number one rated Phil Henry show on the air, all over the place, everywhere. And right now, we're going to do what we have been doing for the last couple of weeks, getting various people's opinions on the presidential race. Now, we've got a convention that just wrapped up in Philadelphia, which is the Republican National Convention. George W. Bush and Dick Cheney, the nominees, president and vice president, respectively. And then in a week will be the Democratic Convention. And by the way, for those who have called and have asked, will Phil be covering the Democratic Convention in the same spirit that he covered the Republican Convention, I have to tell you, I'm going to be on vacation that week, so no, I won't. Now, let's get on the line here. This young man is Carlos Brass Villanueva. He's a business owner. He's 20 years of age, and we're going to talk to him about Governor Bush's statements about the country. We're going to talk to him about Governor Bush's, specifically his statements concerning minorities, etc. And I don't know whether he's up there with us or not. Hi, is this Brass? Hi, Brass, you there?
Yes, sir, I'm right here.
Okay, Brass, you're how old?
I'm 20.
You're 20, and do you have your own business?
I do. I have my own auto detailing business.
Auto detailing. That's really taking care of a car from top to bottom, right?
That's correct. I have four employees. I started my business 4 years ago when I was still living at home, okay? And now I've moved out, okay? I have garage space I'm renting, okay?
How much money do you do a year?
Really not a lot. I mean, a total will do maybe a couple $100,000 a year, okay? But it's good because, okay, I've got very low overhead. Okay.
Would you call yourself, Brass, an up-and-coming American entrepreneur?
Okay, very definitely I would. I am an up-and-coming entrepreneur. I'm also a very proud Latin male. I'm very aware not only of my American heritage, I'm aware of, okay, my Latin heritage, okay, and I'm proud to be in this country, okay, but I also know that there's a lot better things we can do.
Now, what did you think of George Bush's speech last night?
Okay, I take a lot of things. I took some notes. I know that the Mike.
I know our producer Mike asked you to take notes when you watched it, right?
Yes, he did. I don't know if you want.
Yeah, just give us some brief comments on what you thought of the. And you're a Mexican American?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
First of all, okay, I take grave exception to George W. Bush trying to climb on board the Latin wagon. He did this by parading his nephew, George P. Bush, who's only half Mexican. And I think people need to know that. Okay, I believe I speak on behalf of millions and millions of proud brown men and proud Latin males around Southern California, okay, and around the Southwest in America, too, when I say that George Bush, okay, is not going to climb on my back, okay, to the presidency.
You think he's going to climb on the back of Latin Americans, Mexican Americans?
Yeah, I do, okay. There were people chanting, Viva Bush. Okay, I mean, the only time a Latin man yells Viva Bush is when he's having sex, okay? Okay, I mean,
I got the joke, and what we need to do is move on and get past, that, all right?
Okay, but I mean, that would be the only time, okay, that a Latin man yells Viva Bush, okay, is when he's
having sex. I got it, okay?
All right, and I can tell you that with pride, but the way to influence Latino voters is to bring out the full-blooded Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, or Cuban celebrities, okay? George P. Bush doesn't have enough Mexican blood to sway my vote, okay? So he has brought out a half-breed.
And when you're talking about a half-breed, you're talking about George P. Bush.
That's right. That's right.
Well, who are the great Latin personalities that you would like to see used in this campaign?
Well, you know, Phil, there are people who do have sway in the Latin community, and I think rather than bring a half-breed out there whose mama, okay, might be Mexican, his daddy's a white man, okay, and he's a half-breed. There's Ricardo Montalban, who they, okay, Juan Valdez or Cesar Romero, okay, who are very viable people, okay, in the community.
Cesar Romero and Ricardo Montalban.
That's correct, yeah.
And, well, don't you think that a guy like George P. Bush, the young guy, is...
He's young, okay, but he's not full Mexican, all right? He's got like half blood, okay,
and... You're a full-blooded Mexican-American?
I'm full-blooded Mexican-American. I mean, I have Mexican blood. I mean, if they bring out some people who
have... Who are other people that in the Latin community who have significant... You mentioned Ricardo Montalban and Cesar Romero. Who else?
Well, Linda Ronstadt. I also made notes about Linda Ronstadt. Okay, Cheech Marin, Vicky Carr.
Cheech Marin and Vicky Carr.
That's correct. So these are people are strong, and they're also, okay, strong Latin role models. So why do we need a half-breed when we can get some full-blooded stuff up there, okay? 12 years ago, George Bush talked about the little brown ones, okay? We know how this man, George W. Bush, wants to treat us like his little brown vehicle to victory. Some old man, you know, having the Republican Party wants to make English the national language, too. That's what I heard, okay? And that disrespects my language. Okay, so if he wants to get Mexicans to cozy up to him, how come he wants to make English the national language?
Now, I do know that he's mentioned making English the national language. I have to tell you that I'm in agreement with that.
I thought you said you were a Democrat, right?
Yeah, I'm a Democrat, but I think that we got to be a country of Americans first, and the way you become a country of Americans first is we all start speaking the same language. All the multilingual stuff is jive. You know, and
okay, I don't agree with that because that disrespects my Spanish heritage, okay? They have no respect for mi barrio. They have no respect for mi lenguaje. They have no respect for mi lenguaje.
And that means what?
That means my language, okay? And that pissed me off. I have a statement that I want to read in my native tongue, and I don't need a half-breed to read it for me.
All right, hold the line. You want to read something in Spanish?
I do, Phil.
All right, hold the line. We have Carlos Brass Villanueva. Brass is his nickname. He's a young entrepreneur. He owns his own business. He's 20 years of age. He's talking to us about George W. Bush's candidacy and his particular tactic of targeting Latino voters. 1-800-449-8686. George, 1-800-449-8686. George W. Bush speaks Spanish. And
well, you know, he might be a Anglo who speaks Spanish. This is me. Mi raza, viva la raza, you know, mi barrio. It's my language, okay, because I'm Mexican, okay?
You have a statement you wanted to read in Spanish.
Yes, I do. Pienso que Arbusto de George no es un buen arranque de cinta y eso es lo que pienso.
And what does that mean?
Mr. Henry, I do not want to say what it means. I'm not here to translate for you, since you don't want to translate for me. Since everybody wants me to speak English, I'm not going to sit here and translate for you, okay? That's me barrio, mi viva la raza, okay?
And that's Spanish that you don't... How do I know you didn't say something?
I can assure you, sir, that it was cleared by your staff.
So it's not obscene?
No, sir, it's not obscene. So,
say it again.
Say my message.
Read your little Spanish message again.
Okay, first of all, I'm not going to have you put me down saying me read my little my message.
Read your message again, okay? We've got someone here who speaks Spanish.
Okay, if you want to interpret it, that's fine. If you speak Spanish,
just read it.
Pienso que Arbusto de George no es un buen arranque de cinta. Y eso es lo que pienso.
Okay, now we've got, what is it? I think George Bush is not a good leader, and that's what I think. Is that what you just said?
You know something, yeah, that's what I feel. I don't think he's going to be a good leader.
Basically, really what you said was, I think the Bush of George is no...
No, I said George Bush.
Well, you said Arbusto de George.
Excuse me, Mr. Henry, once again, please do not tell me my own language, okay?
I'm not trying to tell you your own language, okay? I'm trying to say...
Okay, first of all, that's my language. That's mi lenguaje, okay? That's not... All right? And you can't tell me...
Arbusto de George is the Bush of George.
Well, okay, if you're racist...
I'm not a racist, man. Pienso que Arbusto de George, I think the Bush of George is not a good leader, and that's what I think. That's what you said.
Okay, the whole purpose of you having me on your program is to insult Latin people, to insult the Mexican-American, Puerto Rican-American, and Cuban-American population, okay? And I'm not going to let you do that, okay?
Because I'm not trying to do that, sir. I'm listening to you, but I have someone in the studio here who speaks Spanish, and they said what you said was, I think the Bush of George is not a good leader, and that's what I think. Arbusto de George is the Bush of George.
Well, okay, you are racist, and you are...
Well, I'm not a racist, and if you use that word one more time in reference to me, I'll throw you off the air.
so that you can shut down another Latin person, so they don't have free speech, right?
So that, no. So that I can throw a guy off the air who is trying to paint me as a racist when I am not. I happen to have someone who speaks Spanish. They interpreted what you said. Pienso que Arbusto de George no es un buen arranque de cinta y eso es lo que pienso. That means I think the Bush of George is not a good leader, and that's what I think. And
okay, Mr. Henry, I won't call you racist, but I think you're trying to demean me.
Well, I'm not trying to demean you, and you're just going to have to hold on. The Bush of George. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. I knew I'd get into it with this kid. Okay, he describes himself as a socialist. His name is Brass, and we had him watch George Bush's speech last night and take some notes and tell us what he thinks. And so he is here basically saying that George Bush isn't going to climb on the back of Latin Americans, that he doesn't want his half-breed nephew speaking to him. Why not bring some full-blooded Latin Americans out like Ricardo Montalban and Vicky Carr? And then he went on to say that his language is his language and he's not going to interpret for me. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Right. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. We're doing a postmortem on George Bush's speech last night at the convention with a young voter. He is, actually, you're not even a voter yet. You're not 21 yet, right, Brass?
That's correct, Ms. Henry. I'm looking forward to fulfilling my role, though, and my duty as a responsible American.
But we did have you take notes.
That's right.
And we had you look at the speech, and you're giving us some opinions on George Bush. You say that he's trying to climb on the back of Latin Americans to get the vote. You say that his nephew, George P., is a half-breed, and you'd rather be spoken to by full-blooded Mexicans. And you used Linda Ronstadt, Juan Valdez, and Cheech Marin.
And other people, I think, who could speak on behalf of me.
You also said in Spanish that you don't think that George Bush is a good leader. The phrase, pienso que Arbusto de George no es un buen arranque de cinta y eso es lo que pienso.
See, you're like kind of, and I don't mean anything by this, you're raping my language. You're raping my language.
How am I raping your language?
Because you don't speak Spanish, okay, and so you're raping it. You should only speak English because that's your language. When you speak my language, you rape it.
I rape it.
That's correct.
All right.
You don't know what you're talking about. And that's me, barrio.
All right, here is Omaha on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Good, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, okay. Hey.
Are you Mexican?
No, I'm not. I'm American.
You don't sound like an American.
Well, do we have to sound like American? Mexican or Chinese or Indian or Pakistanis or German or French to be American?
You speak
we
Spanish?
We are in America, therefore we are American.
You speak Spanish?
Well, I understand a little bit of Spanish, but I don't understand it as my mother tongue or my language that I use as a second language. My main language is English. I speak English quite well. So since you understand English, why don't you carry on this conversation in English, sir?
But you know about mi barrio?
I'm sorry?
Mi barrio.
Forget about mi barrio. This gentleman is from where, sir? Sri Lanka?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, so he doesn't know mi barrio, which, by the way, means my neighborhood.
See, you're raping my language again. Okay? You're not allowed to speak Spanish.
Okay, I won't speak Spanish. I thought I'd tell the guy.
All right. What's up, home?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here, man.
Yes, I'm an old man.
Nice
I'm not
day,
young.
Isn't it?
I'm not young like you, but I came to what I am today.
That's a bitch, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
That's a bitch.
Well, this is the point.
Right.
You cannot live to enjoy your life if you carry a chip on your shoulder.
No, I don't have no chip
you
on
got
my
to
shoulder.
Be a free, you got to be a free man. This is a free country. And you got to learn to respect the other people's freedom at the same time, the same way people respect yours. So it's fine it hard for listeners like everybody who's around, like I'm a Sri Lankan. I was born in Sri Lanka. I'm proud to be Sri Lankan.
Say, brother, what you doing in Omaha?
I do not rub it on every person I meet.
What do you rub on him?
I said I do not rub my being a Sri Lankan to everybody, but I am American. I speak English. I'm proud to speak English, and so should you, sir, because you are a guest in this country, and you made it, and you want to be a third-generation, fourth-generation American later on. Or
no,
your children
I was
will
born
be.
In America, okay, but I'm a proud Mexican-American by heritage, all right? And I want George Bush to get some full-blooded Mexican up there that I can talk to, right? You know, a guy that I can relate to, all right? Like Los Lobos or Paul Rodriguez or somebody like that. What's he running with George P. Bush?
More Mexican, or his nephew is more Mexican than you can ever be.
No, wait a second.
Because even though you keep on calling him a half-breed, you don't have to be a half-breed to be a Mexican. You are insulting the poor man for his parentage.
Well, he's like only half.
He was very proud to come and address everybody. And it's very nice to hear a mixed ethnic community, a mixed man, an American man, and a Mexican woman having a child, and that child come and address everybody. You should have the same kind of attitude. You should not try to be pure. I go back to my country and India. There are people like you in those countries. Sometimes they come to this country and want to make this a little India or a little Sri Lanka. And that is very, very wrong.
Where are you calling from?
Come down halfway and meet the people here, and let them come halfway and meet you here, and try to make America the greatest country on this planet.
Hey, brother,
it has been.
Why
you
in Omaha?
This country will break down like those hundreds of African countries. Everybody breaking down. Everybody want to have their own religion.
You live in the whitest state in the world,
into
man.
The system, their own language, their own nationality.
What?
You must understand. You are a young kid. You should grow up a little bit and get yourself a little education and maturity. Thank you very much, sir.
Well, wait a second. You going to hang up on me, man?
No, I'm not.
Okay. What's a brother like you doing in Omaha?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm working. This is a free country. I'm a free man.
Well, what you doing there, man? You ought to come out to L.A.
Why should
You know?
This is the point.
I'm a proud
Mexican. Big country. If you
I'm
realize
kid,
this, there are 52 states in this country.
Say, why don't you speak English, man? I didn't understand a word you said.
Oh, I see. Well,
see what I'm saying?
Oh, he spoke fine English.
English a little bit.
Yeah, it's good. Thank you, sir. It was very understandable. Okay.
No, he had a very tough accent, okay?
His accent was not that bad. I understood everything that he said. Philadelphia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I guess he won't understand what I'm saying either. I'm Puerto Rican.
How you doing,
I came over here when I was 19 years old, and I believe that the
Viva La Raza.
Hello?
Viva La Raza.
Viva La Raza.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means?
It means,
Yeah, what does Viva La Raza mean?
Hold on. Don't you try to embarrass
Jesus.
You want to embarrass me in front of this Anglo.
No, because really when you came out and you're talking Spanish, you're not really talking Spanish. I mean, I couldn't understand
we
how much stuff you said.
What do you mean?
And you're embarrassing the Raza on the radio.
What?
La Raza means being hooray for our race.
That's
what it means, really.
That's it. I had it written down.
Okay, you have to write it down.
Don't make me
how
look
old are you?
How old am I? I'm 20.
I'm 57. I'm coming from, from Philadelphia. I'm
mi
a
barrio.
Puerto Rican.
Mi barrio.
Yeah, mi barrio means what?
Mr. Henry, what's that mean?
It means, what do you got to ask the Anglo guy for?
Because you don't want to was saying. You were talking about
I called because I was offended when you called in and you started when we were talking Spanish.
Augusto de George.
And I couldn't understand what you were saying. And
to
come on the radio like this and put our language down. It hurts me, okay?
I think you need to get rid of your accent, man.
I'm either Republican or Democrat. I'm in between. I just go for the candidates, okay?
Whatever.
Okay, and
okay.
I believe before you go ahead and put our language down, you should sit down and learn it, okay?
Yeah, you need to learn to speak Spanish because...
You're an Anglo. You can't tell me what to do.
Well, I'm telling
I'm
you what
an
to
Anglo.
Do.
Can you listen to my...
Pienso que Augusto de George no es un buen arranque de cinta.
Well, that's another thing. When you said there was, you translated a proper name into something else. Augusto is Bush. But
right.
When you're going to say George Bush, you say George Bush in Spanish or English. You don't say Augusto Bush.
Or you don't say Augusto de Bush?
No, you don't say Bush of George.
No, you don't say that. You say George Bush.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. So anyway, yesterday here on the Phil Henry Show, we asked this listener, Brass Villanueva, to listen to the George Bush speech and make some notes and give us some comments on it. Give us some comments on it for our broadcast today. You took those notes, and essentially what you've done here, Brass, is you said that George Bush is trying to climb on the back of the brown man.
Well, you know something? The brown man is going to make his way in this world, and is going to take over the world eventually. I don't think it's right for George Bush to be climbing on the brown man's back, okay? And it, just because he trots out a half-Mexican, mi barrio is...
Yeah, you've been with the mi barrio thing, and you're talking about how you are a Spanish guy, and you're a Mexican guy, and you speak Spanish, and meanwhile, you're butchering the language.
But again, I don't think that you know because you are Anglo, all right? And what I'm trying to say is that we are proud, proud. See, we got big plans. We're going to take California over and give it back to Mexico. And
oh, you are?
That's right. And we're going to do the same thing with Texas and all the other. So it, eventually, we don't even have to listen to these Anglos telling us where it's at, all right? All we have to do is... in other words, I won't go to a TJ, man, and pick up some tequila. It'd just be like going to another state. It won't be like going to another country. And that's all I'm talking about, okay?
I don't know what it is you're talking about. Here's Monrovia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
You don't know what I'm talking about because you won't listen to me.
I'm listening to you. Monrovia, go ahead.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine.
I just wanted to let you know, I'm not a supporter of Bush at all. I'm a Democrat, but I am an Anglo. I am French Yugoslavian, and... I speak English is my native language, but I also speak Spanish, and I have a better accent than you. I've been speaking since I was 11 years old. I'm 19 years old, and I can speak
ustedes?
Better than you. So what are you talking about?
¿Cómo está ustedes?
Bien, usted.
Okay,
hablo mucho
okay.
mejor que ti.
Okay,
I speak
so
better than
that?
You. And by the way...
You understood that?
Yes, of course I did.
Okay, so why do you put me down?
I put you down because you're saying that this is your lenguaje. Actually, it's lenguaje. You don't pronounce the G.
You know why I do that? You know why I do that? Because the white man has beaten Spanish out of me. He didn't want me to do that.
White man, I've been speaking since I was 11. I am white.
You beat it out of me, though. Yeah, you speak it. You get to speak it, but you beat it out of me.
Well, how do I beat it out of you?
Because the white man doesn't want me to speak my native tongue in case I take over the country, like the plans we have about having California become part of Mexico again.
Where do you come up with all these ideas?
I didn't come up with that. California used to be part of Mexico, number one.
Okay,
number...
yeah, like 200 years ago, okay?
No,
well, it's time to move on.
Like 150 years ago, okay?
English and I speak Spanish, and you talk about these Anglos taking over. Well, why don't you speak your language correctly?
Okay, I'm going to test your knowledge of Spanish.
Okay.
Is it George Bush or is it Augusto de George?
It's George Bush. El
okay,
se llama George
you're
Bush.
Okay, you're wrong.
No, I'm not
No,
wrong.
He's not wrong. You just heard the guy say it's George Bush.
I got two white men telling me how my language works.
That's
you don't.
You obviously don't know it.
Arbusto de George is the bush of George.
Well, I think it's really sad, man.
Sad that you can't speak your own language since you're saying that this is your own language. Well, if it's your own language, then you should speak it correctly. Then because your point is not valid.
No, but if
you're making a good point here.
If I say Arbusto de George, you know I'm talking about George Bush, right?
I know you're saying the bush of George, so that could be the bush in his backyard. Or the bush in his front yard.
Well,
not
I think
the bush.
I think it's sad that, you know, you guys are trying to put me down.
I'll tell you I'm putting you down because you're trying to make a point saying this is your language. Here you have nothing to back you up because you can't even speak your own language. You can't even speak English.
I think that George Bush should not make English the national language. He should make Spanish the national language. And
George Bush isn't going to make Spanish the national language. You know it's not going to happen as well as I do. And if he were to make it the national language, you'd have to be in Spanish class right alongside me learning it, okay?
Exactly.
And
yeah, but you could learn it faster because as a Mexican having to work in fast food joints, I had to unlearn Spanish, then learn English, then unlearn English and learn Spanish again.
What?
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't know what you're talking about, man. What do you mean working in a fast food joint?
This guy is one more white man trying to put me down, telling me I can't speak Spanish.
You can't.
See?
Why don't you speak to
me?
See?
See?
¿Puedes hablar español? Yo puedo hablar español.
Sí.
Soy bueno, pero hablo mucho español.
No habla español. Because
I have a better accent than you.
You beat it out of me.
I have a better accent.
How
old are you? 20 years old?
I'm 20.
Okay, I'm 19. I'm white, okay? And white is not the greatest term, but I'm European. I'm European American, and I can speak with a better accent than you.
Let's check it out, okay? Arbusto de Jorge. You go ahead and say that.
George Bush, okay? Yeah, the Bush of George.
No, you see, your accent sucks.
Well, he thought, do you want him to say it in Spanish?
Yeah, say it in Spanish. Arbusto de Jorge.
Arbusto de Jorge.
Mine's okay, Mr. Henry, you judge.
His is better.
You're a lying white man. God.
Lying white man.
You are a disgrace to the Mexican American. You seriously are.
Mi barrio.
Yeah, your barrio. Mi barrio también.
All right, sir. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Sioux City on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. I wanted to talk to the young man. I am a Mexican American. I was born
Viva
in
La Raza.
Sí, viva la raza, but I think you should learn to pronounce it to begin with. But first of all, you are insulting the gentleman that I've called by saying that they're racist. I think you're racist by making that comment. You cannot be in
figure?
A country.
How do you figure? Yeah.
Because just because they speak another language does not mean they're racist. Or they question you and the way you pronounce your language. You are not pronouncing it correctly. Te puedo decir en español que no estás diciendo correcto el nombre.
I can't speak Spanish. I don't know what you're talking about because I can't speak Spanish.
Well, I know that. I can tell that. Then why would you come on a national
station? I love my language. I love my Spanish language.
Hey, I love my language. When I was growing up, I have been here since I was 4 years old.
Every time I want to speak Spanish,
our
the anger
home,
language. No, you can't
you know
do that.
What? First
you
of all, in our home, we were taught manners. When someone is speaking, you wait until they finish commenting.
Yeah, but in the Latin culture, the man...
I will listen to you.
But wait, in the Latin culture, the man gets to speak.
That is a Mexican culture, young man. That is a Mexican culture.
In the
you
Mexican culture, the man is the one who rules the house, so you can't... Tell a man.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. You are so wrong.
What is that?
My family, I'll tell you one thing. I was born in Mexico. My family is Mexico. And in the Mexican home, the husband has as much respect for the wife and his children as he expects them
well, that's
to
true.
Have of him.
But the man still speaks first, and then the woman follows a few seconds later. After I get done, then you have to wait 5 seconds before you can talk. That's
Boy,
what are you,
t- you know
what are you talking
you are
about, man?
To someone that knows what you should be knowing.
This is mi,
you should know,
my raza. Me, what do you call it? Raza.
What do you call
we've
it?
We've already talked about raza, but let me tell you something.
Do you think George P. Bush is as good looking as John Kennedy Jr.?
You know what? That has nothing to do with it. No? I think he's. I thought they were both very nice young. I mean, I thought.
Think they're good looking?
He was a very nice young looking man. I think George P. Bush is a very nice young man, and I think he represented himself.
Well, I knew John Kennedy Jr., and George P. Bush is no John Kennedy Jr., okay?
Hey, I don't think he was trying to be. I think he was trying to be someone that could get up there and speak for something he truly believed in. And the fact that you can't accept him because he is part American, not part American, because we're all Americans.
What do you think of Cesar Romero?
I know who Cesar Romero is.
What do you think about him being
wouldn't
you rather have him speak at the convention than George P. Bush?
You know what? I am just so proud that anyone who is
Cesar Romero
can get up there and speak. Cesar Romero, I believe, would probably tell you the same thing. He is very proud to be Mexican.
Right.
And he is very proud to have been raised in a country that gave him the opportunity.
What about Anthony Quinn? What about Anthony?
Wait a minute. I want to interrupt. Cesar Romero, what's he got to do with a convention? George P. Bush is the son.
Half Mexican. I want a full one. Anthony Quinn's all full.
Anthony Quinn's part Irish.
Well, that's a lie. That's a stinking racist lie.
No, you're wrong.
Anthony Quinn.
He is part Mexican and he's part Irish, but that has
that's a stinking racist lie. Anthony Quinn, man, in Lawrence of Arabia, that cat was all. He had it all going on.
Oh, you're out of your freaking mind now.
You
I think
know,
I'm
Mr.
talking
Henry,
to a nutcase.
I have no idea why you chose this young man. There are so many out there that would truly represent.
Because I'm a proud Mexican, and I don't believe in being talked to by some guy who's like Leonard Nimoy. Remember Spock? He
you
was
know
a
what?
Half-breed
you
dude.
You wouldn't be talked to that way if you knew what you were talking about.
No, I'm talking
and
about
I really
George
suggest,
P. Bush having green
I really
blood,
suggest
man.
That before you talk about others, and the fact that you are so very proud to be Mexican, that
I
you
am.
Learn the
I
true
love
culture,
it.
And you learn your language. I've been here... And since, like I said, since I was 4 years old, in our home,
okay,
we
what
were
is...
encouraged to speak Spanish. But as soon as we walked out that door, you better have an A in English because
okay.
our parents wanted us to succeed in this
okay,
country.
Okay, what does San
not
Miguel mean?
We worked so hard to get here.
What's Don
so
Julio
that you
mean?
Can remain.
What's
right?
What's Santa Barbara mean?
Santa Barbara.
Yeah, what's that mean?
It's St. Barbara.
Okay, I knew that. Dang.
Well, I'm glad you know that. That's pretty basic Spanish.
What's El Monte?
El what?
El Monte.
What are you going through your vocabulary? That
these are towns in California. No, these are towns in California. Don't you know what any...
I grew up here. I don't know what any of it means.
Even I know what El Monte means.
What?
The mountain.
You know, Mr.
What's
Henry,
Sierra Madre?
I'm sorry
the mother of the mountains.
Young man.
I love Mexican culture so much.
Represent the American,
yeah,
African-American,
I love my culture and I love my people so much
process.
That I eat Taco Bell every day, and I bet you don't, okay? So that's
why would I eat Taco Bell every day?
Because you have to be proud of La Raza.
Yeah, okay.
You know what?
You go ahead, eat Taco
Mr.
Bell.
Henry, thank
and
you,
eat
bro,
some of that Del Taco, too, because Del Taco's got it going on.
And
I thank you, Mr. Henry, for allowing the opportunity for me to have the opportunity to be allowed. Thank you.
Ow! Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. One 800 449 8686. Let's go to Bob Bacon. Bob Bacon is high over London, England, the Queen Mother. This is the Phil Henry Show, the Queen Mother of England's 100th birthday, Bob.
Right you are, Phil, over London, England. This is Bob Bacon reporting the Phil Henry Show as the Queen Mother has been making her way through London today. Aboard a stylish coach, a royal coach, that has been provided for her by the Royal Guardsmen. As you know, the Queen Mother celebrates her 100th birthday at Windsor Castle. They had a birthday cake, and they actually did put 100 candles there.
100 candles?
Yes, indeed, 100 candles that set fire to part of Windsor Castle's dining area. Some of the drapes and some of the kitchen personnel had to be evacuated. Some of the drapes damaged, but there was no problem there. They were able to put the fire out. Now the Queen Mother began her parade, her procession through London, England, starting out at Windsor Gate, going out and along the Strand, along the Thames. At one point, she got out to shake hands with some of the people. Her heel caught in one of the stirrups of the horses that were drawing the carriage, and she was dragged 300 yards down the street. But no worse for the wear, they picked her up and stuffed her back into the carriage, where she is very weakly waving to people now. Actually, there is someone in the carriage with her now, Phil, holding her arm and waving it for her. As you can well imagine, a 100-year-old woman having been drugged 300 yards behind horses, she probably would not be feeling too good. The Queen Mother's procession will wind up at the Parliament House, where she will be decapitated, and then her head will be used in a special soccer match between Ireland and the United Kingdom before 76,000 people at Wembley Stadium tonight. And they're going to pin the hat to the head and use that as a soccer ball, a fitting end to 100 years of the Queen Mother's life. Her head cut off and used as a soccer ball. Okay? Fine? Great! This is Bob Bacon reporting.
Okay, Bob, that's real great. So how about that? The Queen Mother was dragged 300 feet behind a horse. She's been decapitated, but she's feeling great and is looking forward to the big soccer match tonight. So there you go. 1-800-449-8... Will you come on? Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Hey, listen, we have to put a door alarm inside our house. We're building a swimming pool, and I haven't mentioned this thing. For a variety of reasons, I haven't mentioned it, and I'm not going to mention it now, other than the fact that we have to have a door alarm. See, here's the thing. I don't know how it is in other states, but I suspect that it's just like it is in California. And that is, if you put a swimming pool in your backyard, you have to have a fence surrounding that pool. And the reason why you have to have a fence surrounding that pool is because kids were wandering into yards and drowning in swimming pools back in the 1960s and 50s. And so the state of California mandated that you had to have a fence with a self-closing gate on it around your pool. Not only that, but they also insist you put alarms on your doors inside your own home so that if the door is opened and a child wanders out and doesn't reset the alarm, it being a child, and then drowns, well, won't you feel terrible because you didn't know the kid drowned in your pool. So you have to have a door alarm. You have to have a door alarm. And you got to hear this thing because the guy installed this thing yesterday, and you'll bleed from the nose, the ears, your eyeballs will hemorrhage. It is so loud, it is so ear-piercing that it causes a personality change. It literally causes new neural pathways to be burned in your brain. That's how loud, how obnoxious, how screeching, and how much I want to take a 9mm and, yes, even destroy part of my door in the doing, but blow that thing from here to kingdom come. It's a loud, obnoxious noise mandated by the fine people who give us our laws. And you know what? I don't blame them, because some small, little, itsy-bitsy, tiny consumer group, some woman's kid drowned, and she got together with a bunch of other mothers, and they insisted that an alarm be placed on the inside of my residence. Now, you guys say, oh, Henry, why don't you relax? Why don't you fight some fights that are worth fighting? Well, here's the problem. See, I kind of wanted to go swimming this summer, but I can't go swimming until the inspector signs off on this fence, and he also has to sign off on the door alarm. Well, this guy couldn't wait around for anybody to answer the door yesterday, so he left a note saying, well, I was here to check the door alarm, but there was nobody here. My wife was inside waiting for this moron. From the L.A. County Office of Building and Safety to come to my house and look at this door alarm that I'm supposed to have in case one of my kids, let's say our 14-year-old Nicholas, goes out the door and drowns in the pool. Our 14-year-old who body surfs, boogie boards, surfs, wakeboards, scuba dives, snorkels, he may drown in 5 feet of water. They told me not to say, I'm telling you right now. Now watch, the guy probably won't come to my house because all those guys over there, all those government workers in L.A. County, all those cats that, you know, I don't know what they're doing, man, taking three-hour lunches or whatever. This guy couldn't wait around for somebody to answer the door to inspect the freaking loud screeching door alarm and then sign off on a thing and split. Am I angry? You better believe it. I was going to have a party. I was going to have George Siegel and the Queen Mum and Vicky Carr and Cesar Romero. All those cats are going to come over and hang. You looking forward to that party, Mike? Looking forward to the Queen Mum to come over and swim around and show us her new teeth? No, but seriously. So this guy, I got to wait for this guy to inspect it. Otherwise, I don't get to finish building this piece of junk and finally get in it and swim. It's been going on for 5 months. 5 months. So we very patiently wait around. My wife is at home because Maria had surgery, so she got her leg up. She was listening for this guy to knock on the door and say, can I come in and check your door alarm? So you can sign off on that thing so we can move forward with this. But this cat comes from the L.A. County Office of Building and Safety, and I guess they were just going to put us on the schedule when you put us on the schedule. Is that right, sweetheart? Don't make me mad. Don't muscle me. Just come over, do it, and get out of my life. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you guys start dragging your rear ends, then I'm going to know you're doing it on purpose. And then I'm going to talk about you even more. And then all kinds of people will call in and talk about the problems they've had with you. And the next thing you know, yeah, who knows? I'll bet you that they built my house faster than they're building this freaking pool. My house. The house I live in. They probably put that thing up quicker. I ain't blaming the guy building the pool. I blame all this inspection stuff that's got to go on. They got to inspect this and that. One of the guys had the gate propped open because they were doing some planning.
Why is the gate open?
Because I got it propped open with a rock.
Why?
Because we're going in and out.
It's not supposed to be open.
It'll self-close. All you got to do is just take the rock away and watch. It'll go,
well.
Okay, so there it is, all right? Maybe I've ruined my chances of ever swimming in that hole in the ground in the backyard again. But I don't care. I said it. You guys get off the dime, get some work done at my house. It shouldn't take 350 phone calls to get you guys over there. Look at this freaking door alarm. Just do it. Otherwise, I'm damning Orville and Wilbur Wright and Amelia Earhart. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.